Welcome back. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with David Cannon. We are talking about his new role with PeopleCert, especially around the geographic area of the Americas, North and South. And our last episode, we talked about ITIL specifically. So David, here's a question for you. Let's get this one, a hard question off the front end here. We know that PeopleCert acquired ITIL 4 or 5 years ago, maybe six by now. But there's more to PeopleCert than just ITIL. There's a broader portfolio that maybe those of us in the Americas, we don't see, you know, like the Prince and some of these others that are bigger in other parts of the world. So can you tell us more about the broad portfolio and what that means for our industry, like how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together?
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey. And actually, I think the acquisition was probably only 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh,
It's
wow.
Actually fairly recent. Feels like longer, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But it's fairly recent. And, you know, I have to say that looking at the acquisitions, because there's been more than one, I think the PeopleCert vision is a very interesting one. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. And, so within PeopleCert, we talk a lot about the portfolio as the business and IT portfolio. Interesting name, and maybe not the perfect name, I don't know, but it conveys something very important to me, and that is that we're not just looking at one single piece. How do we manage IT? Which was where ITIL was kind of established, as how do we manage IT as part of our organization? Well, when we look at ITIL, that's grown beyond just IT. It's looking at digital technology, much of which is embedded within the business side of organizations. And in fact, we see some organizations that I'm aware of have kind of disbanded their IT department and moved different parts of IT into different parts of the organization, outsourced some, and then moved parts of it into other parts of the organization. So we're already seeing ITIL moving out of a pure IT focus into more of a digital focus. How do we manage digital technology and the opportunities that digital technology brings to us? And that's already kind of expanded the portfolio and the relevance of what ITIL does. But more than that, when PeopleCert acquired Axelos, they acquired a lot more than just ITIL. They acquired a number of things. One of those is Prince2. Prince2 is a project, program, and portfolio management approach, amongst other things. I think a lot of people look at Prince2 and they say, well, you know, that's just a competitor to PMI and the PMP program. And actually, it's not that. There's a lot about Prince2 which builds on what's in the PMP program, the PMI body of knowledge. I think they're very complementary. And so what we're going to be looking at is ways in which we build those complementary pieces into our portfolio, and especially here in the Americas market, is how do we complement those things that we already do very well with the PMI approach with ITIL, and build on top of what we already know, take a more strategic view of the projects that we have. But not only that, PeopleCert also looked at the industry and said, you know, it's really important if we're going to look at the management of business and technology, there's one very important piece that we need to add to that. And that's the whole movement of agile and product management. And if you like, application development as part of that. And so DevOps became a very important building block within the portfolio. So they acquired the DevOps Institute so that they had access to the certification program and the community there. And what's really important about this is not just that they acquired these individual pieces, but the vision of bringing those pieces together, of saying in the modern world, we have organizations that are digitally based. And it takes a lot more to manage those organizations than just a piecemeal approach of, well, you manage the IT pieces here, you manage your development pieces there, and you manage your projects there. We need to be able to bring those together into a cohesive management framework. Now, of course, to be effective, a management framework has to be applied for each organization that's using it. And so what we're bringing is the input to a cohesive framework that, you know, our partners and consumers can develop in their own organizations. And that's really the vision we bring. So when we talk about PeopleCert here in the US specifically, we tend to think only of ITIL. We think of Prince2 as kind of a distant thing that has some relevance if you're as an alternative to PMI. But what we're saying is that it's a lot more than that. It is really a cohesive portfolio, which helps us to manage businesses that are based on digital technology. So that's the vision.
Can I push in a little bit? So when I hear you talk about Prince2, and I appreciate the education, it seems like it would be a great deeper addition to portfolio management practice within ITIL. And when I hear you talk about DevOps, it seems like that would feather in nicely to some of the other practices in ITIL. And so that they're working together as part of a portfolio, kind of like puzzle pieces, helping one helps the other get more strong.
Yeah, very much so, Jeffrey. I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk over the past number of years about, well, you've either got to go DevOps or you've got to go ITIL. And we have people in one camp or the other. And it's like no matter what happens, it's like, well, you can't do that because it's ITIL and ITIL only applies to that. Well, you can't do that because that's DevOps and DevOps only applies to that. Well, what our research has shown us is that organizations that are successful have to use both a service management approach and a product management approach to be successful. And that means adopting approaches that come out of ITIL, as well as approaches that come out of a DevOps environment, as well as approaches that come out of an agile scrum type of environment. There's a number of different inputs to this. And what the PeopleCert portfolio does is it helps us to create a framework where we can identify where to use these pieces of guidance or these frameworks most effectively. And I think that's exactly what you said is exactly right. That when you look at it from an ITIL point of view, you have a bunch of components that are very good, but which can only be enriched by having that relationship with other parts of this framework. And so, you know, I really have to applaud PeopleCert in the vision that they had when they made those decisions. I was not part of that. That they had when they made those decisions. And I think it offers something, it offers a scope of guidance that is not easily found anywhere else. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm very excited to extend my responsibilities past ITIL and into these other pieces.
That's a great way for us to finish this, David. What I heard you say in recap is, I think successful organizations will be determined on how well they integrate multiple frameworks together, whatever that mix is that's appropriate for that specific organization. And we have to think of it that way, instead of, especially here in the US, where everything's political or whatever, it's polar opposite, right? Everything is as opposite as possible, and where you have to choose one or the other. And how do we integrate?
Yeah, we tend to want to boil things down into very implementable, manageable pieces, and in as much of a repeatable formula as we can. And I know my accent isn't very American here, and it's South African for those who don't know me. But you know, I've been here long enough since the late 90s, early 2000s. I've been here long enough to understand that we have a very pragmatic view. An approach to using these kind of frameworks. But what we find when we do that is very often that we need something to join them together.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now we've kind of left it up to individuals in the industry to kind of figure it out. Yeah. Okay. Here's ITIL, here's DevOps, here's SRE, here's, you know, here's Agile. Go and figure it out. And I think, yeah, I think we owe the industry a little bit more than that. I think if we have learned and we've done research into how these frameworks fit together, we really should be communicating that. And we really should be providing guidelines about that. Now, things have moved very fast. We have not, up until now, been in a position to take a step back and say, hey, how does this all fit together? Yeah, but I think that's what we're doing here at PeopleCert. We're really looking at how these things fit together. We're researching it. We're asking questions. We're going out into the industry. We're finding out how people have worked. And we're getting some very interesting answers, and you will find those answers being built back into the framework as we move forward.
That's a great way for us to end. I just think the integration, the glue, that's the specific mix for each specific organization won't be an either or. It's like, how do we join these? How do we incorporate multiple of one? And in fact, I'm going to take a hard stand, not David here. I actually think it's lazy when we force people to choose one or the other, because we're basically trying to force a square peg into a round hole at times. And it's a lazy approach versus really getting down to the nuts and bolts. David, I appreciate you sharing your knowledge. And those of you that this is a great topic for you, stay tuned. Next week, we'll talk about the vision for ITIL in the Americas. And I think it's going to be a great discussion. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Bye.